two big court cases that we are keeping an eye on this morning. The first one is in Limpopo, where a 14-year-old learner arrested for assaulting fellow pupil, Lufuno Mavhunga, was in court this morning applying for bail there. And that video of that assault of the teenager went viral on social media. Mavhunga later died from suicide at her parents' home. And sure, this is such a polarizing issue again. I've heard people, and I must say, I think I feel this way as well. The fact that you've now got a 14-year-old behind bars, separated from their family, not being able to communicate with them. Other people would say, well, this is straight up assault, so they need to be dealt with. So I'd love to hear what, you know, on which side of the debate you fall on that one. Do you think that that 14-year-old should be given bail today, should go home to her family or not? Or do you think that she needs to pay the price for this? The other big court case we're following is that of Tshegofatse Phule. Ntutuko Shoba is back in the dock today at the Roodepoort Magistrates Court, reapplying for bail. The 31-year-old, he's accused of being the mastermind behind the murder of Tshegofatse Phule. So let's speak now to Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, watching that one for us. Thando, thank you for your time today. So another bail application, what came out in court today?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, today, shocking cell phone records have been revealed in court during this second bail application for Ntutuko Shoba. And, you know, in these cell phone records, he's been linked to Zugayise Malepane, who confessed to killing Phule. According to the cell phone records which were presented by the state, Mandy, Shoba had communicated with Malepane on the day of Phule's murder. And this is in contradiction with what he told the court earlier this month. You know, he denied having any contact with Malepane, and, you know, particularly on the day of Phule's death. You know, these cell phone records show that Shoba, in fact, communicated with Malepane several times. And it was also revealed that he, in fact, used a different SIM card to make these calls to Malepane. And the interactions between, you know, the two happened many times, I think more than 20 times through this SIM card that wasn't registered. Also, we got to kind of, you know, get a picture of the type of relationship Phule had with Shoba. The cell phone records, or rather the messages that were sent between the two, were also revealed in court. Shoba had alleged that he was happy that Phule was pregnant. He was taking her to, you know, the doctor's appointment, as he was eagerly awaiting this baby. He doesn't have a child, and this was going to be his first child, and he wanted this baby. This was according to him. But according to cell phone records between him and Phule, he had to be nagged, Amandi, to go to the doctor. We also found out that Phule was, in fact, pregnant before. This was her second child, but she had to abort that child before. She had to be forced to do that. So it also raised the question whether Shoba really did want this baby. She feared that, you know, she was going to be forced to having to abort this second baby again. So these were shocking revelations that happened today, contradicting everything that he told the court last week, that he was, you know, a good partner available for Phule. But now we got to know, you know, there was evidence that was shown in court that none of this happened.
Well, Thando, thank you so much for that. So no decision there yet on that matter of the bail application. That's been remanded to next week. So Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, following up on that story, the Tshegofatse Phule matter, that's in court today. And then also, we're also keeping an eye on that story of the 14-year-old who is also applying for bail after being arrested for assaulting the pupil Lufuno Mavhunga.